This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Saturday, September 18th. God's word to you today is ACT. Our scripture reading is taken from John 9, verse 4 from the Amplified Classic Version, and it says, "We must work the works of Him who sent me and be busy with His business while it is daylight. Night is coming on when no man can work." We thank God for His word. Our study of the book of John has been both revealing and refreshing. We must commit to act on the things God has been revealing to us in His word. We are now in John chapter 9, and our discourse over the next few days will be centered on John 9, verses 1 to 41. Please read. Jesus is such an amazing person. He engages the culture and is not afraid to confront the hypocrites, the Pharisees. He answers them in a way that they cannot even comprehend. John 9, verse 4 says, "I must work the works of Him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work." This is taken from the King James Version. Jesus is saying to every one of us, the time to work for God is now, when it is day, because the night is coming. Note that He did not say the night is coming when no one will want to work. Sometimes when night comes, for some people, this is when they are ready to work for God. But God says, sorry, night has come. Night means different things for different people. Jesus is saying, the best time to work for God is while it is day. John 9 verses 1 to 2 says, "As Jesus was walking along, He saw a man who had been blind from birth. Rabbi, His disciples asked, why was this man born blind? Was it because of his own sins or his parents' sins?" The key learning for us from this is, when we see a need, you can analyze the need or you can do something about it. When you see a need, you can ask questions about the need like the disciples did, or you can take action like Jesus did. Most times, a lot of people just want to talk. They just want to analyze the problem. Everybody knows the solution to the problem of the nation, and everybody is an expert, even people that cannot interpret a standard basic balance sheet. But they know how to solve the problem. Everybody has an opinion. Everybody. But who is going to take action? Are we going to analyze the problem in our homes, in our businesses, or our offices? Or are we going to take action? I believe Jesus wants us to take action. John 9 verse 1 says, "As Jesus was walking along, He saw a man who had been blind from birth." It was not the blind man that initiated the contact like Bartimaeus. In the case of Bartimaeus, as soon as he gathered that it was Jesus of Nazareth coming his way, he immediately threw off his coat and shouted, "Jesus, Thou Son of David, have mercy on me." Bartimaeus stopped Jesus, and Jesus had mercy. Jairus came to Jesus to heal his daughter. But while Jesus was going to Jairus' house, the woman with the issue of blood intercepted him. So in a lot of these cases, the contact was always initiated by man. But in this case, the man did not even know that Jesus was there. The contact was initiated by Jesus himself. I pray that even where we have no clue, that Jesus will make contact with us in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us pray. Father, I declare in the name of Jesus that I will indeed do the work You have sent me while it is day. I ask for wisdom to solve problems. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.